This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Holly Fry.
And I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
And we're the co-hosts of Stuff You Missed in History Class.
We are a history podcast that tries to look at the things that maybe were overlooked in your history classes, maybe not covered in as much detail, or frankly, maybe covered in a way that was not accurate.
New episodes come out every Monday and Wednesday on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or anywhere else that podcasts can be listened to.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works.
What's up, Brain Stuff? I'm Christian Sager, and it is time for some Brain Stuff. Have you ever been up alone at night, scarfing down some buffalo wings dipped in kimchi and vindaloo, but you fall asleep on the couch and you start having these terrible nightmares? What is up with that? Why do some foods make us have such weird dreams? Well, so far, science has yet to find a direct correlation between certain types of foods and how we dream. But an excessive amount of rich, nocturnal eating can interrupt your sleep in a variety of ways. Really, any type of physical discomfort while you're sleeping can lead to bad dreams. But when your tummy's a-rumblin', that's when the monsters really come scurrying out of that trap door in the back of your head. For instance, late-night snacks increase both your body's metabolism and temperature, which makes you hot and sweaty, especially when you have a high-carbohydrate meal. Ditto if you have a bunch of donuts or candy bars before you pass out. A recent study shows that 7 out of 10 people who eat junk food before bed are more likely to have nightmares. These researchers hypothesize that the high levels of sugar led to physical sleep discomfort, which brought the monsters out from under their beds. Another type of upset stomach that leads to a bad night's sleep is acid reflux, also known as GERD or just plain old heartburn. More than a third of Americans have this condition, I'm one of them, where burning, acidic bile comes creeping up your esophagus. If you've had this happen, doctors recommend that you don't eat within 3 hours of bedtime and that you try lifting your head 45 degrees to keep the acid down. Also, you probably shouldn't have citrus, onions, carbonated drinks, mint, alcohol, or cigarettes before you go to sleep. I know, boring, right? But cutting down on this stuff will keep the sleep goblins away. So it's either be careful what you eat or back to a pit of despair filled with evil clowns for you. Actually, there's an interesting food connection between general anxieties and why we sleep poorly. When our bodies are stressed, they flush out the mineral magnesium, which increases our mental burden so we sleep poorly. You can head this off if you eat healthy prior to and during stressful periods. You'll retain some magnesium, helping you maintain a normal sleeping pattern. And there's our old friend insomnia, which can be caused by a variety of food and drinks. How about meat or other high-protein foods? Well, it turns out protein supplies your brain with the amino acid tyrosine, which makes you more alert, and food high in protein is usually also high in fat, which digests slowly, causing a rumble in the Bronx if, you know, the Bronx is what you call your belly. Plus, remember how carbohydrates bring on the night sweats? Well, they also speed up tryptophan, an amino acid in your brain that helps you sleep. So if you don't eat enough carbs before bed, it's harder to get to sleep. My recommendation? A small carbohydrate snack in the evening will promote calmness and help you catch some Z's. Finally, alcohol and caffeine before bed can make insomnia even worse. So no double-fisting coffee and beer, and you probably shouldn't drink energy booze drinks like Juice, Four Loko, or Fusion either. In fact, I'd recommend staying away from drinks with purposely misspelled names as just, you know, a general rule. Even the United States Food and Drug Administration called these drinks a public health concern back in 2010, and the Center for Disease Control has an entire fact sheet about the dangers of mixing alcohol and energy drinks, and it doesn't even get into the whole not being able to get to sleep thing. So there you have it. Food doesn't necessarily give us nightmares, but the uncomfortable feelings that come with eating certain meals can.
Check out the Brainstuff channel on YouTube. And for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.